It's time for Tower Talks with Inside Towers, the wireless infrastructure industry's podcast. And here is your host, Inside Towers business editor, John Celentano.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening in. This episode is sponsored by Inside Towers Intelligence, a quarterly market report that dives deep into the wireless infrastructure ecosystem. It looks at market trends, capital expenditures, relevant M&A transactions, and more. Intelligence is designed for managers, marketers, and investors. An annual subscription also includes an exclusive briefing and online support. The 2023 Volume 3 issue is available now. For more information or to subscribe, visit insidetowers.com/intelligence. A little different tack on today's podcast. In August, Spartaco Companies announced that it had acquired Ronin Revolution, the manufacturer of battery-powered ascenders. We've had Ronin on Tower Talks before, so we're interested in hearing more about the acquisition and what that may mean for both companies going forward. Joining me today are Nick Scorbutt, the CEO of Spartaco, and Brian Bertrand, CEO of Ronin. Nick, welcome to Tower Talks, and Brian, welcome back.
Great to be here.
Thank you, John. Nice to be here.
Very good. We're good to have you. So, Nick, maybe you could start us off. Give us a little backgrounder on Spartaco and what attracted you to Ronin that led to the acquisition?
Yeah, absolutely. I think your listeners will probably know the Spartaco Group primarily through the Jellison Tools product line. But Spartaco brands of tools have been in the industry since 1956 and essentially making it easier and safer for men and women to do what in many cases are difficult and dangerous jobs. So we're very well known in key infrastructure and government markets today. As I mentioned, Jellison Tools are preferred and on standard at many of the large telecommunication companies and contractors working hard to build out our fiber broadband network and the 5G network that you guys are very interested about. Husky Tools is the premier brand of cutting and crimping tools used in the power utility market today. Our Tiger line of utility handling equipment provides the safest way to remove and move utility poles. And our Jellison Tactical Lighting products are the standard for expeditionary shelter lighting for the US military. So we've got a long history, and our history essentially is a story of first and innovation. Jellison brought to market the first fiberglass layup sticks used in aerial line construction. They brought to market the first fiberglass conduit rodders used in underground line construction and also an array of innovative aerial sheaves and stringing blocks used by your listeners for the installation of overhead lines and cable. And also a variety of hand tools for line installation and termination. So we've been supporting the power and telecommunication line construction professionals with what we consider to be the best performing, most durable and dependable products for 67 years. Hmm. And our focus is really about providing those men and women that construct and maintain and protect our critical infrastructure with the tools that they can count on to make their jobs easier and safer. So for us, we've been in contact with Bryant, I think, since early 2018. We think that the Ronin Power Ascender is an absolute game changer for many of our customers that work at heights today. The tool has been in the market for a number of years, and it's already enabling workers to work better, access heights quicker in Ascension. And all the industries that we serve today have a use for this tool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The team at Ronin, I think, have done a fabulous job up until this point, developing a tool that's not only solves real problems faced by climbers and professionals in our industries, but they've done it in a way that makes the technology really accessible to many. And I think by doing that, they've absolutely created a tool that's going to be transformative for entire industries as we look at this going forward. And at Spartaco, we've got experience in that. So the Spartaco brands, the Jellison and Husky tools, we've brought tools that have been extremely innovative. We've created new tool categories and as such improved methods for performing different types of work. And, for instance, the battery-powered filling and crimping tools that Husky brought to market in, I think, 1989, are now, for instance, the standard tool used in electric utilities across the entire globe, as it were. We've transformed the way that those jobs are being performed, and methods have been created around those tools that are now the standard for line construction, making it easier and safer for workers to do their very difficult operations and jobs in the field. And I think lastly, as I mentioned, Brian and I have had been in contact for a number of years. I think there's a brilliant cultural fit with our businesses. Brian is a visionary. You've spoken to him before. You know how passionate he is and his team are for what they do, and the people that they serve. They have that passion that we share here at Spartaco, and we've been keeping our promises to our customers for 67 years, and we've got a very clear commitment to our customers. All our customers are extremely important to us, and we provide exceptional customer service and support, and that's something we hold dear, and it's one of our core values. So I think the fit for the business is one of those matches made in heaven. We intend to be able to help Bryant and the company grow, and make that product accessible to customers in our fields that we serve today.
Yeah.
And bring those solutions to as many people as we can to help them in their everyday lives and operations.
Yeah, it does seem like quite a good fit, actually, the way you characterize the rest of the portfolio. And actually, Brian, and thinking about it, since we've had you on the podcast, that we've seen the uptake in acceptance and usage of the power senders. In the early days, there was a lot of reluctance, I think, in terms of how do we use it? Does it work? Is it safe? Just going by the past couple of shows we saw you at, I mean, the interest there is really taken off.
Yeah, John, it's been a phenomenal ride of watching acceptance. And again, when we got into this industry, it was really about, having this technology be recognized as a real industrial tool class. And so, watching that transformation happen and happen in the different verticals and the markets we serve, it's been very exciting, and there's a lot of growth associated with that. And that's, one of the reasons we were looking for a great strategic partner to make sure that this tool really gets recognized as a tool and fits within a long-standing tool company. Nick hit on it, 67 years. That's when we were looking for, a partnership. We wanted someone in a group that understood tools, understood the different markets that could be using this tool to really help continue to give it that legs, that growth, that acceptance, that standardization within these markets, to be successful in the long term.
Well, Nick, you have a quite a nice portfolio of brands. How do you manage those? Do they tend to operate fairly autonomously under their own name, or are they part of a portfolio under the Spartaco name? What's your go to market on that?
Yeah, that's a great question, and we've invested in brands that are extremely well respected and well known in the industries that they specifically serve in. So we typically go to market with the brands that I mentioned earlier, the Jameson Tools, the Husky Tools, the Tiger, the Jameson Tactical Lighting, and now Ronin. For instance, Brian and his team have done a phenomenal job of building a reputation, although over a relatively short period of time, they've got tremendous respect in the industry. And we've done due diligence on them from partners that we work with, both end users and distributors. So, we do go to market with those brands. We sort of operate a bit of a matrix or hybrid model. So we've got teams that are oriented around the brands and specific projects and objectives, but we also have a cross-functional team that would support all the businesses, with the right level of functional expertise across different departments and different functions.
So, Brian, I would think that working with a large organization would give you a little more latitude and maybe some more bogeys to shoot for to, develop the line and expand the capabilities. I know we had talked before about You have a couple of models, but where do you see this partnership with Spartaco taking you?
John, I mean, first and foremost, we want to continue to be, a thought leader in power to centric technology. And we really look at ourselves, as a lifting company that makes lifting equipment. And so, if you ask me what, the product roadmap for Ronin looks like, you're seeing a little bit of that this year. We're going to start looking at the human ascension side and start to tailor fit specific units for specific industries. So obviously, we had the military unit this year. We've got the Ronin TL, which is a little more robust ascender for the industrial side. And we're going to continue to look at each of those markets and find the best powered ascender solutions into those markets while still focusing on, the things that are our core drivers, which is we want to be the smallest, we want to be the lightest, we want to be the most cost affordable. And again, going back to that accessibility message that we continue to talk about. So we're going to continue to develop the Ascension line. And subsequently, we're also looking at, starting to release our winching line. So we have a big interest to further kind of support those best industry practices of separating people from material. We know powered ascenders can be used for winching material, but we do have some desires to take a hard look at winching technology, start to make a little bit more up-to-date, cutting-edge synthetic rope winching technology, kind of built a little bit off the backbone of our platform, again, to hit that mantra of, hey, we're a lifting equipment company, material people, and make sure we continue down that path. The other areas that we're going to look at that's great, when you're talking about, Spartaco and the tools that they previously make, you look at Husky and their battery platforms. We're going to look at a lot of commonality where maybe we can start to extract some value off a very common battery platform on tools that are currently being purchased and consumed by the customer. So there's lots of great opportunity there. Obviously, we both have a focus in battery technology and on the hand tool side. So there's going to be a lot of areas where we can play off each other to continue to develop our products in sync and together and with very good alignment.
Good. Nick, I trust you would just let these guys run with a lot of these ideas, right? They seem to have it pretty well in hand, but
Yeah, no, I think, look, I think as I said before, we've been following Bryant and the team for a number of years, and what they've done is phenomenal. There's nothing
Yes.
phenomenal there. It's a very small team, extremely passionate, extremely competent at engineering. They've built the safest, lightest, fastest, most affordable product in the marketplace, which I think, again, is providing itself as a solution because it is so accessible and it is so safe and it is so robust in the way it can be used. And I've got the utmost, being an engineer myself, I've got the utmost respect for Brian and the team for pulling that that technology together. It's great to have them as part of the team because we've got ourselves access to many, many customers. We want to provide our customers access to this technology. And then there's a whole host of tool solutions that our customers ask us for today that we're excited about plugging into the mind share that Brian and team have and help us to develop new tools to solve real problems in the industries that we serve. So excited to have them part of the team.
No, this is great. So where are you at now with your sort of go to market as a combined company? Is that as any has anything changed, or have you revectored at all in terms of incorporating the Ronin logo into your marketing, and where does that stand now?
Yeah, I'd say we're making good progress. The acquisition closed the 1st of August. We've had some really good positive meetings across lots of different work streams. So we're looking at this from both a administrative and financial perspective, integrating the businesses, and a legal perspective. We're looking at this from an operational perspective. So how do we leverage the talent that we have in the organization for both the engineering, operations, supply chain, fulfillment sides of things? And that will really sort of help Brian and his team free themselves up to be quarterbacking the technical sales aspects of how we take this product to market. So from a marketing perspective and a market perspective, we jumped straight in. We invited Bryant to a large show that was hosted by the National Guard Association of the US, and gave our customers in the National Guard access and viewing of this running device. And we had tremendous attention, lots of traffic at the booth. Brian was up and down the rope. I don't know how many times.
Quite a bit.
you guys have a habit of doing that at shows. You know, you're climbing up and down, and that's great.
Yeah. So lots of interest for Bryant's product and the running brand within the sort of Spotico umbrella. So we had the Jameson brand there and the running brand there, and great interaction with existing customers. And we've got demonstrations lined up now with four National Guard units across the country that are extremely interested about taking this technology on. And that was in the first few days of August. And we're about ready to depart to Louisville. Next week is the Utility Expo, we'll be there with our brands and running. We'll be there front and center. We're bringing a lot of our customers in the power utility space to come see Brian and team and get instruction and information on the unit, how it's used, and how it's been integrated into the methods and standards of some of the largest power utilities in the nation. So
yeah,
we're really excited about bringing it to the show. We're really excited about having the ambassadors from the power utilities come and talk to their peers about how they're using the product in the space. And you know, our rep network and manufacturers representatives are going to be part of that and bringing their customers to see us. So extremely excited about that. I think there's huge potential for this product in that space. And Brian and team have done a good job sort of cracking the door open and getting some products specified in with some of those utilities. And there's a lot more to go.
Yep, understood. Well, this has been good. I appreciate the time and the insights. So obviously we're going to watch this with a lot of interest going forward. And certainly at the different trade shows come, we're kind of winding down the trade show season for the year, but I know, the big shows will be coming up early in the new year, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see all together in those venues. But any wrap up remarks you'd like to leave with us, Brian?
You know, at the end of the day, we're extremely excited about this new direction for the business. What this brings to the table to all our customers is, being a young company and a startup company and growing that business with a desire to make this a very mainstream tool is about setting the appropriate steps in place to make this scalable for the customer base. And so, when you talk about wanting to find good alignment, this was a perfect party for us to align with because of their experience in the tool space, the ability to help make this business scalable, meet the increasing demands that the customers have for product, help with the operational excellence in terms of being able to build and supply this product in a mass volume, which we're starting to see with that technology, and finally provide confidence to all these marketplaces that this technology will continue to be viable, will continue to exist, and giving them that confidence if they go into invest in this technology, learn about this technology, train on this technology, enroll this technology across their workforce, that it will be a lasting technology that has a lasting positive impact of change. And so we're very excited for that. It takes that kind of alignment to really take this out of that gadgety space into a real industrial tool space. So we're very excited for that.
Good. Well, Nick, we're pleased to have you join us for the first time. Hopefully it won't be the last, but I'll give you the last word.
No, well, thank you, John. And it's been a pleasure. And, echo a lot of what Bryant's sentiments are and what his comments are. I think, as we look to the future, as we've touched on, this technology that the running team have developed is truly going to transform the way that workers at height go to work, as Brian likes to say. And I think, it's exciting for us to be part of this story. I think we can help in all the ways that we've talked about. I think the key thing in any of these sort of step changes in technology and availability of products in the marketplace. You know, we need to take it to as many people that can benefit from it as we can, and hopefully make this a standard practice. It's going to save a lot of stress and strain on people's bodies. It's going to help workers stay longer in their professions. And as we know, as we grow in this infrastructure market, one of the key constraints is going to be people and skilled people doing the job. And I think these types of tools that the Spotico Group is bringing to the market are going to help skilled workers stay in the game longer, work safer, be more effective and proficient and productive in the workplace. And it's going to be an enormous enabler for the future growth of the US infrastructure. And we're excited to be part of the story and assist Brian taking this thing to a new level.
Great. No, I think that's all true. We're watching carefully the developments, and there seems to be a very good fit here for these type of products. But so just to wrap up, how can we get more, how can interested parties find out more about the a joined organization? Where's the best place to look it up?
Well, certainly come and see us at the shows. We know we're always happy to interface with customers directly and talk to them at the shows that we're going to. So information about the shows that we attend is on our website. So huskytools.com, jamesontools.com, spotico.com, and runningpowerdescenders.com. So please visit our website. As we're rolling this thing out to our sales and rep network, there'll be hopefully people calling on our key end users and distributors with this technology. So we'll be very proactive in the marketplace, making sure that our customers are aware and aware that they have access to this wonderful, wonderful tool.
Great. Well, thank you, Nick. Thank you, Brian, for the conversation. And
always a pleasure, John.
We'll stay tuned. And thanks to everyone who joined us today. Please look for announcements of an upcoming Tower Talks episode. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to Tower Talks. To subscribe to our podcast, our daily newsletter, or use our other industry resources, please visit InsideTowers.com. Until next time, you've been listening to Tower Talks from Inside Towers, the wireless infrastructure industry's podcast.